This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
It was early dismissal yesterday at my daughter's school, which meant I had her as of like 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Went to pick her up, and it was like windy and minus, I don't know, probably 10. It's cold. Mike didn't have a warm enough jacket on. And I was just miserable. Like, while I was walking to get her. I start walking through kids. They're just having the best time ever.
Oh, yeah. They don't care.
No. Digging in the snow like dogs with no gloves on. Kicking snow at each other.
See, that's what must suck about being a parent. No offense. The kids want to go outside and play on days where you're like, but it's cold out.
Right.
And then you have to bundle them up. You have to go outside with them. Pretend that you're having equally as good of a time.
I think we do have to, adults, try to just shift our attitude when it comes to this weather, though. Like, annoying, yes, but is it full of, like, endless wonder? Also, yes.
Oh, yeah. I just try to, like, avoid the thought process of realizing how cold I am.
The part that I struggle with this time of year is how long we have it for. Like, if this was, like, a month... Okay.
Yeah.
But we got like 5 months of this. Anyway, back to it. Be like a kid. Shift that attitude. Start looking how clean it is and beautiful and fun. Yeah, to hell with it. It sucks.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey. I'm going to start with the one that most people know because it's being talked about everywhere.
A lot.
The Lion King live action film is coming in 2019, and yep, Beyonce is Nala. It's gonna be so good. Donald Glover is playing Simba. John Oliver is Zazu, which is funny because I remember before when they teased it, people were tweeting him to be like, you need to be Zazu.
Yeah.
So they listened, and he would be the perfect Zazu.
Here's my issue.
Seth Rogen is Pumbaa.
Yeah, see?
Ugh.
It just feels like the cast is all way too old.
What?
Well, like, Danny Glover is Simba? What's...
Not Danny Glover, Donald Glover.
Oh, but still, Donald Glover.
Donald Glover is like 30.
Yeah. You know how old Simba is in The Lion King for the most part? 3.
There might be a different voice doing young Simba. I don't know.
Don't you think? And like, what character is Beyonce?
She's Nala.
Who's also a child.
No, they're only a child for the first little bit of the movie, and then they're adults. They're not pups. No. Pups anymore.
I don't like it.
Cubs, I mean. I don't care if you don't like it. Everyone else in the world does, so you can just beat it. Hershey's debuts its first new candy bar since 1995. It's called Hershey's Gold, and I am into it. I'll just romance it to you right now. Caramelized cream bar with salty peanuts and pretzel bites.
Oh, that sounds good.
I know. There's something about this new pretzel, chocolate, salty, sweet combo that I'm all over.
Your favorite chocolate bar is like a dark chocolate with salt on it.
Sea salt in it, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you do like the mix.
That's Lindt. It's the Lindt dark chocolate sea salt. It's so good. A Kentucky grandma has been arrested for scattering nude photos of her son's ex around their high school.
Oh.
It doesn't say what her motive is, but I know what it is.
He got his heart broken.
Yeah, he's a little grandma's boy.
Yeah.
And grandma, she's sassy.
I need some cookies. Cheryl broke my heart. Well, give me your nudies.
And you know that he was in on this because the grandma doesn't know how to print off nude photos. Exactly. Where is she getting them from? Like, why are we arresting just the grandma? The ex-boyfriend needs to go, too.
He definitely, like, figured out how to turn her printer on for her.
And you know what? If she did do that all on her own, we shouldn't be punishing her. That's a huge deal that a grandma knows how to use this technology.
Mama! Hi, Mama!
Today's words of wisdom come to us from at... Oh, I didn't get their name. Dang. From a funny account on Twitter that I forgot to grab their name. It's unfair that it's normal to call yourself a whiskey enthusiast or wine connoisseur, but I call myself a tequila goblin once, and I have a problem. I need to use the phrase tequila goblin more.
Yes.
All right, we're going with backside tours to Jasper weekend of the 25th, 26th, one night stay, accommodations, lift tickets, and transportation all covered. And you can win your way on right now. If not, and you'd like to buy your way on, you can do so at backsidetours.com as well. And it's very reasonably priced. So come with Lisa and I and head on that trip.
You only live once. Just book it.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to save money because it's almost Christmas. Who cares?
I need new ski pants before I do that. Cool, go get some ski pants.
Or don't, because we're not going to judge you if you have gross ones.
Just go in jeans like I'm going to.
Jean shorts.
All right. Who are we speaking with?
It's Corey.
Here's the deal. You got to tell us if you think this item that we have will shred. Today we have a pair of Lisa's stretched out granny panty style orange swimsuit bottoms.
Yeah, it's like a summer's over kind of deal. So, plus they're old. Those are from Walmart and I've been wearing them since I was like 19.
These would fit me actually really good. I should put my underwear through instead and keep these bad boys. They look comfy.
Okay, so we got to ask the question.
Will it shred?
If they're from Walmart, I'm going to go with yes.
3, 2, 1. Will it shred?
Here we go. Make it happen.
What'd you say your name was again, sir?
Corey.
All right, Corey, you're saying they will go through?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm going to even help them with a ruler today because I had about 8 people say you almost lost a finger when they watched the Facebook Live a couple days ago.
All right.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, it goes in there nice. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Come on. Come on, girl.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh, look at this.
Oh,
she's going.
Oh.
Oh. No, she's dinged right up. Here, let's cut the music so you can hear this bad boy struggling. Yeah. Oh. Well, we need a new shredder for the next time we play. Sorry, Corey, you're not qualified, my friend.
All right, thank you.
We still love you for listening, though. Have a great weekend.
One of our relationship statuses has changed. I said that, and it's true. Officially, as of yesterday, my divorce went through, which is a really odd piece of mail to receive. I'm like, yep, it's official. For the last 2 years, I went from what was talking about my relationship a lot, my past relationship, and then I just kind of shut it down, which was an odd twist to the show, but I felt that both my daughter's mom, my now ex-wife, and I deserved to have that not be something that was on the show. And there were times where I wanted to use radio as therapy to talk about it and talk about issues, but I wanted to give that relationship more respect than that. And so I did. I really just, I tried to avoid talking about it as much as possible.
Which is great, but I also see where you were coming from when you would feel almost guilty that you weren't opening up to our listeners, because that is what we do so well, is we talk about ourselves and we relate with our audience and they're our friends. Maybe we haven't actually met the people that listen to us every morning, but that still to us, they are very important to us and we might be important to them.
Yeah, so
they're curious and maybe worried about you or concerned, you know, so
to give the update of where things stand right now, just because there may be people that are interested, and if so, thank you for caring. I'm doing great. My ex-wife is doing great, and we're co-parenting beautifully in both of our opinions, and I think even people that are surrounding us, our families and whatnot, that see how hard we are both working at putting our egos aside, putting our issues aside, and just being really good parents together for Charlie. Even though we're not together, we're parenting well together. It's been an interesting ride for sure. I didn't ever expect this to happen, but when I look back, we met when we were very young. She was 18. I was 23, 24, 22 maybe even. And we had a lot more common interests back then than we do now. I mean, people change a lot in 10 years. And we changed a lot. And we looked ahead at the rest of our lives. And I don't think we saw us meshing like we did when we met. And that's okay. I don't want to stand here and be an advocate for divorce.
No.
That's not.
But I think that we need to make a stance and say that we should never shame the divorced. We don't know what they've been through. We don't know how hard people tried to make things work. And this may seem weird, but those people that are divorced could be the people that tried really, really hard. Mm-hmm. And they knew it was better for both of them, just like what you just said. So.
Yeah. And I think that there is a
stigma.
Yeah. I think there's a stigma that people that are divorced gave up and didn't try.
I don't think that anyone that's divorced, it does not mean that it does. First of all, it doesn't label who you are as a person. You're a human being. You're not a divorced person. And also, there's something about your qualities that maybe someone that wants to date you is scared of. Mm-hmm. But that should never be the case. That should never make someone unlovable.
And at this point, I'm not worried about that at all.
Good.
But yeah, no, I think that there's the stigma of divorced people have giving up and not working is really false, because I think one of the biggest challenges of my life and that I worked the hardest at was making sure that this divorce didn't wreck relationships and didn't affect my daughter more than it had to. And
well, yeah, especially being together for so long, 10 years of there's those friendships that are intertwined,
right,
that you don't want to mess with.
And like I said, the ego thing was probably the toughest, but you just realize that there's more important things going on. And we went through hell, and I think we're both doing really well. And I think our daughter's really thriving as well with two parents that really care about her. And my ex has been in a relationship now for quite some time. Like, we separated 2 years ago, and I don't know the exact dates. I don't want to get into that. But, and he's really great with my daughter.
Awesome.
And I couldn't be more happy to hear that and to see little morsels of compassion on his part of stepping up. And that's an uncomfortable role for him to be in, too, especially with me in the public eye. People ask them way too many questions about me. And
yeah, you definitely have to be a strong person in his position, too.
For sure. And he has been. And he's been really great with my daughter. And that would have been a really tough thing to say probably a year ago. But it's not now. It's good. So that's the update on my world and the big change as of yesterday. So who wants to have a divorce party?
It's time for another episode of Flower Shop Friday on Rider in the Morning.
Yeah, people have been waiting in line for quite a few hours already for the new iPhone X. Is that what we're calling it, is iPhone X or iPhone 10? I think it's X. It's got to be X.
Ask me. I don't even know how to update my phone.
X sounds way cooler than 10.
My phone hasn't been updated in like 200 weeks or something. It always reminds me, and I'm like, I get it. I'm a loser.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, actually.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey, did you see that new filter on Snapchat? And you're like, what? Snapchat has filters?
What's a filter? Just kidding.
All right, this is where we prank phone call a florist and see what dumb things we can get them to write on a card. Let's go.
Good morning, Lily's White Dave speaking.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. And you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thanks.
I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers. Can you fill out the card for me right now, though? I just know what I want written down.
Okay, what's the card message?
Baby.
Okay.
I'm like an iPhone X compared to your bunk-ass boyfriend.
Punk-ass?
Sure.
Punk-ass boyfriend. Okay.
Brighter.
Brighter? Okay. Yeah.
Stronger.
Stronger.
Taller.
Taller.
More intuitive.
More intuitive.
And I last longer.
And I laugh longer?
Yep.
Okay.
That's everything. Can you just read that back to me, make sure we got it?
Sure. Baby, I'm like an iPhone X compared to your punk-ass boyfriend. Brighter, stronger, taller, more intuitive, and I laugh longer.
Boom.
Okay, perfect.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday.
Is Rider in the Morning with Lisa Evans.
Hot 107.
Trending this hour.
Lots trending. It is the iPhone 10.
Ah, whatever.
It just sounds cooler if they call it the X.
I'm going to call it the X.
This is just like us. It's not the Anthony Henday. It's called the Tony now.
Way cooler.
Sounds cooler.
And you don't say horses. You say hisses. Look at the hennies. So just listen to us. We know what's best for you.
Somebody on their way out yesterday pulled a pretty sweet move.
What?
Somebody who works for Twitter yesterday on their way out deactivated Donald Trump's Twitter account as their final voyage at work.
I mean, why not?
It's Clueless Karaoke on Ryder in the Morning.
This one used to be a staple on the show, and I figured out why we can't do it as much anymore. It's not as funny anymore. It's when we had three people on the show, one person would sing, and the other two would pretty much make fun of them.
Yeah, it's harder when it's just you and I.
Well, it just sounds like you're being really mean to me when I'm trying to sing. Imagine if you went to karaoke and there was one person watching and they were just trash talking the other person trying to sing. It doesn't work that way. But if there's two people sitting at a table being like, get a hold of this guy, then it's fun.
But I like doing it sometimes because I do support how good you are at some tracks.
So, I don't know about that.
Today we are rejoicing because Disney fans are pumped. There's going to be a Lion King live action remake in 2019. Beyonce is going to be in it as Nala. Donald Glover is going to be Simba. Who else? John Oliver is going to be Zazu.
So we decided in honor of that, we would do a little Clueless Karaoke duet so we're both busy and we can't make fun of each other. You got the big part.
Okay. Gonna be... Nope. Oh.
Come on. Okay. Should I shut it down?
No. Gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair.
You need an accent.
Sorry.
Gonna be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my roar.
Thus far, a rather uninspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Your part.
I can't do it.
No one's saying do this. Oh, I love this movie. I'm so excited.
You're actually crying.
No one's saying do this.
Ryder in the Morning.
Hot 107.
It's an economy. A lot of people need a second job or are thinking about getting one. Why not make it a cool one? If you're just doing it for a little extra cash, make it something you enjoy. I've often thought about becoming an Uber driver just for the hell of it. Then I realized I hate driving, especially in the winter.
And you have to converse with strangers who probably don't want to really converse. It's a very awkward situation.
And you got to deal with drunks, and I don't want to have a clean car. I like it being messy, so it wasn't for me.
No.
We got Hunky Hamill in studio.
Hey-o.
Creative director here at Hot 107. And you've had some pretty cool part-time jobs. Like, every time anything comes up, you're like, oh, yeah, I did that for a short time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Constantly. I mean, it's all about that side hustle, man. You got to make some cash on the side, buy that beer, go on that trip.
It's true.
Your main one, and I think you still do this, is you're a mattress tester.
Yeah. If you live on the south side, I might have been in your house rooting around your room, looking at your mattress, all that.
If out of context, that would be really creepy.
Even in context, it's a little creepy.
I have a question, though. Like, how does that work? I've never heard of this job until you mentioned it. So do people reach out to you personally?
Yeah, so let's say you're sleeping on a bed, and it feels a little janky. It's got a huge lump, or a side's kicking out, or you feel like the dips are too big. Then you call the store. Let's say it's the Bay, and the Bay's like, yeah, we'll send our guy out. And they get in touch with my company. My company sends me. And there I am knocking on your front door at like 9:30, kicking me out of bed. Yeah.
Do you lay in their bed and stuff?
Sometimes.
Like what?
Do you like have a good look at it? Look at every angle.
Yeah. Put my little string out there. I take a measurement. I flip the mattress up. I look at your box spring. Sometimes I'll like tape or like staple things back together. This past weekend, I did like 6 feet of sewing to like repair a bed.
What? See what I'm saying?
Like, it's so interesting.
And when UFC came to town, you were looking into that. You've done things for mixed martial arts before.
Yeah, I was. Up in Grand Prairie, I was a glove inspector, which that's the guy who sits in the locker room. I was on the home team, and you watch them tape up their glove, make sure they don't slip any like metal in there,
right?
And when they go to pee, you gotta be like, all right, well, I'll hold your shorts for you, buddy.
Oh my gosh, you have to hold them while they pee.
Well, I don't have to hold their junk, but I gotta sit there in the bathroom and make sure they aren't like peeing on their gloves, because back in the day, people used to put cement in their gloves,
right?
And then get their gloves wet, and then it made it heavier, and it gave it just that, like, you know, quarter of an ounce more weight, a little bit more punch, so.
See, I've been in the back room of a boxing match before, and when the guy went in with him to pee, I thought they were, like, testing it. Like, last minute, check for steroids or something. No, they're making sure they don't pee on their hands.
I can't say it wasn't that, but it was, yeah, it's just basically, you know, don't pee on your hands, bud.
I've done that unintentionally a few times.
Oh, that's
I wonder
nice.
If you'd get in trouble
I'll,
for that.
I'll go to the bathroom with you for $5.
There you
session.
Go. Another side job for Side Hustle Hamill.
What, any other cool ones?
You know, I was sitting at my desk kind of thinking, I'm a male fashion model. I haven't been paid for that yet, but if anybody needs me, that's good.
You do have a yearly calendar that you put out of you.
Yes, I do. And this year, because of incredible cost overruns, if anybody wants a calendar, it's $10 to buy it in person, 12 by mail.
Where can people find out more information on your calendar?
They could probably pick it up here.
Yeah, maybe I'll see if we can put it up here.
Or
just hop on the Facebooks, type in Hunky Hamill. That works too. I've also been a costume mascot. That is the best.
It is?
Nothing, like, that's one I genuinely enjoy because, like, people don't know what gender you are. And if you're a female character, they're like, hey, dude, I mean, girl. And kids are like, ah, look at this thing. Like, that is, if I highly recommend going
really?
To Gigi, look to be a mascot, do that once. That is the coolest job.
But so, don't like, you mascot, sweat? Isn't
mascot at for like a company that has a mascot,
yeah.
for example?
Yeah, okay. exactly.
My sister worked for Woody's RV and she was the Woody.
Yeah.
For the parade, and she has an opposite opinion on that. She's like, it was horrible having to stand up on the float and dance. Like, this is when she was a teenager, so
right.
she wasn't happy about it.
Super embarrassing.
So I guess it's either you love it or you hate it. It's stinky, it's gross, you're sweaty, or, like you said, plus I bet there's a lot of people that are into that. You know what I mean? What are they called?
Furries?
The furries.
I think they're called? Got like the costume manufacturing thing. That's where a lot of those big crazy ones come from.
Yeah. Interesting.
We got a text to 780107 said, best part-time job I've ever had is cashier in an adult store. It's just so funny watching people walk in and what they're interested in, and all the while trying to keep a straight face. And this text to 780107 said, worked at a country club teaching private dance lessons.
Oh.
So like a country bar. And they taught, like, two-stepping and
polka.
Does
he still? I can't two-step. I'm from a farm, and I can't two-step. It's the biggest embarrassment of my life.
Yeah, you need to take a class. Anyway,
yeah.
That would be good, because you'd get to dance with hot girls. And they'd be like, wow, you're such a good dancer.
All right, Hunky Hamill, there are several people on the text line that are into you. Hunky Hamill sounds like a babe. Post a pic. We will. We'll post one from his calendar.
Sure. And just buy his calendar, okay?
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.